welcome to the Awaken. Welcome to what? Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. What happened all of a sudden as soon as I got on? It's like I can hardly talk. It's like, wow, the energy is like so high already, and it's like moving my mouth in a different way. So, whew, take a deep breath, everyone, and get centered for a moment. Just connect into Mother Earth, connect into however you connect into Earth and however you ground. Let's be present. Take a few deep breaths. Be present in your heart space. Just open up and expand to be open to the energies, the wisdom, the teachings that Audrey and her team are going to be sharing with us today. So I'm so excited that Audrey Light Language is back with us again. And she's going to be talking to us today about key codes to activate your DNA and much more, much, much more. And we had Audrey on not last season, but the season before. And it was such a wonderful call, wonderful, wonderful energy, high vibration. And just so you know, Audrey talks very fast. So, which is good because there's so much information that's coming through her that she wants to share it all with you, right? So just be present, be aware, and pay attention because this is going to be so much fun. So for those of you who don't know Audrey, I'll just tell you a little bit about her. So Audrey Light Language is a New York-based energy worker, a light language speaker, and a divine channel. And she's celebrated as a healer to the healers from time before time and was a vessel for spirit to birth forth a new octave for humanity and Gaia. And Audrey has worked with clients in person in New York City and all over the world via Skype or phone for light language healing, the language of the Akash, channeled messages from higher beings, sacred key codes, and your own personal list of ascension numbers and DNA awakening. All are extremely powerful healings and activations that occur on multiple levels. And she has been featured many times at the New Life Expo in New York City, alongside renowned healers and speakers like Judy Satori, Jay Emanuel, Jody Sirota, and others, and has shared her work at the Edgar Cayce Center, the Meta Center, and more. And this is healing without the smoke and mirrors, so healing through the illusions to the truth. And so Audrey speaks the languages of light as well as the language of the Akash, and she also brings in the fairies, ancient ones, and Native Americans, and brings through galactic and dimensional work as well. So just, you know, be open to receiving, open your minds, open your hearts, open your energy fields. And like I said, just be open to whatever Audrey is bringing through, because just know that the information and wisdom and the energy that she's bringing through is from higher dimensions. And they may not, you know, you may not sometimes even feel them, but they're working on different multiple levels, okay? So I'm so glad that she's here with us. So Audrey, welcome.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for this invitation to be back with you and all your beautiful listeners. Thank you so much. I'm so excited because, you know, when we join on these calls, this is not only, you know, them listening to what I do or I'm talking about. This is about right now in this eternal now moment. We are going to bring through energies that are going to be washed all over them. So they're so lucky. No coincidence why they're here now or will be listening in so they could receive these beautiful energies that we'll be bringing through and codes for them. Spirit talks about to give them the keys to the kingdom, talk about happiness now, right? Mm-hmm. The kingdom, which is, you know, them themselves, this beautiful knowledge and information and knowing to be freed from what was, you know, and stand in our divine, beautiful birthright, empowered, you know, and remembrance. So I'm so excited. Thank you so much for the ability, the opportunity to stand here with everyone and share with all of you guys.
Thank you, Audrey. And so for those of you who just came on now, you can hit star 2 to raise your hand if you'd like to ask Audrey a question, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. We already have a lot, you know, so we'll try and get to as many as we can. We'll see what happens. So, Audrey, where do you want to start today? I wanted to talk a little bit more about what's been going on with you since you were on with us back in November or December. So what has been going on with you? Like, are you receiving new information? Are you receiving new downloads? What is Spirit saying about the time now? Because I know for myself, the time is just speeding up so fast, and it seems to be really intense, but in a good way, especially if you're following your heart, following your dreams, following your calling, and also being open to whatever the universe is providing for you in the moment. So that can change from what we think we need to really what Spirit is saying, hey, do this. This is for your highest good, or this you'll love even more than what you're thinking, because sometimes we're so limited in our thinking and imagining, right?
Exactly, exactly. That is a beautiful, beautiful key point to be made about how sometimes we believe it is this we're here or we want to be doing or we think we should be doing. And then all of a sudden, as reality is and always in constant motion and movement and change, we'll find that something else, you know. But the key to my work, it's one pinpointed point, and then everything else adds into that to help assist that, you know, is for everyone to know, right? What's the meaning of life? What are we doing? What are we searching for? You know, all of these questions they always have, right? Mm-hmm. Or the end of time, the ends of time. We're always thinking about that. Well, it is the end of times, but the end of times where we're entering out of the experiment, the sleeping states, right? What mm-hmm. we so lovingly entered into entered into forgetfulness, right? Well, the others remember, the galactics, the angels and masters, they remember, right? That which they are, but we so lovingly entered into forgetfulness to add to that experience, right? That experiment, that game, different titles to it, to know that which we are not. So we so beautifully played those parts, and duality and polarity was birthed forth from it. But now it's about exiting that, leave that behind, you know? So we untangle from those energies, all the multiple aspects of ourselves, galactic as well, included and dimensional, to have that released, cleansed, cleared, and then tap into the codes of the new so we stand in remembrance of that which we are. That's what all this work is really about. You know, everyone's doing, I'm doing, you're doing. It's to help us to be empowered, to see beyond the human, the name, the vessel, our desires, our wishes of manifestation and such, but to understand this huge, beautiful gift of the turning of the cycles that is happening now, the divine plan, right, the divine timing. It is now of the motion and movement to become aware of what has actually been happening, what we are a part of, and what is happening, our evolution, right? Our motion and movement of life, of existence itself, out of the stagnation of duality, polarity, and thus that was birthed forth, right, from forgetfulness, to stand in remembrance that we are divine, sparks of divinity and expression, life and expression, and we're moving out of stagnation because life cannot be stagnant, right, to motion and movement to the mm-hmm. new, taking back our light and our empowerment and our knowledge, and understand as we're moving forward, we jump the paths of potentials, right, and we go down those beautiful paths of the highest potential for all of us, right, individually, collectively, and as all that is in a new beautiful experience and expression to be had. So that is the bottom line of what we're all doing, you know, what is happening here, and the process to help support, right, and love each other and be really not just words about love and unity thrown around as spirits, as concepts and ideals that are held, but mm-hmm. in action of our beingness, right? So we go forth and we try to help and support others on this process of transformation that is happening and going on now. So my life has been very busy, busy with whoever will come to take part in this work as a forerunner that I am, an Elohim, a weaver of codes, right? So I work in the field of creation. A lot of times spirit will just have me, you know, throw the codes, go do the codes, go work with things, you know, in existence, which I could do right from here, thank goodness, I don't have to travel. And then the individual work to help empower them. This is about empowerment for everyone, you know, and remembrance. It's like opening the gate, no more sheeple, right? Go out, go forth, right? Masters, you are masters, stand in your mastery. Start to throw away those training wheels, you know, those crutches and such, of leaning on others to stand in your empowerment and remembrance of that which we are as those masters to go forth and do the work. So I've been very busy with rewriting the Akash on a multiple galactic existence level with codes, as well as the individuals that come to me and going in there and rewriting that, you know, and setting the codes of motion and movement. So this process goes forward, you know, both, you know, in the field and then individually. So that's what's been happening with me as I'm trying to juggle a regular human life, which is, you know, lovely, husband, children, and mm-hmm. everything else at the same time. So busy, 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 you know. I don't really feel the energies and things that are going on because as a huge, you know, the energies come through me, you know, yeah. to come to the earth and such. And they're very high energies, as you were saying, you know, mm-hmm. that's going on or come through me and come forth to make so many changes that I, my physical vessel, that would be too much, you know, to feel all of those things. So thank goodness I don't feel that, but I help others assist them. So it's, Spirit says, rather than feeling as if you've been thrown into, let's say, a cold lake or a cold pool of water, you know, that would be, as the energies are so shocking to so many. But having, when people have the work done, right, and have awareness, it's as if they treaded into it and acclimated themselves slowly, right, not that shock of being thrown in the water. So it is very important, all of this work that you do, that I do, that others are doing to help so many as forerunners, right? We're the forerunners. We open it up to help them so it won't be so shocking to so many people's systems, you know, as they go along further in our evolutionary journeys. You know, we're witnessing evolution. How fantastic is that, people? You know, it's amazing, you know. And if you look around, there are still so many out there that are sleeping, right? They have no awareness. They're going about their life just as it always was, you know. But you beautiful ones, all of you who have this awareness, you are so important. Sometimes they always say to me, what's my mission? What am I supposed to be doing? And Spirit says to them, you are doing it. You're in an embodiment, whatever it may be, this aspect and all the other ones, having those experiences. And then within this human one, you are awakening. You're remembering that which you are, from states of sleep and nightmares that were birthed forth in sleeping states of forgetfulness, to move out of that to the place of now more like a lucid dreaming, right? So you're empowered in the dream, you take control of the dream, and you change things. And that's what we're doing for so many that are still sleeping. So you are so important. You're holding your light. You're holding a stability. You're releasing so much that was, even generational links, right? You're releasing generational links. So you help raise up others in your generational lineages as you even do the work. So many are doing so much, and they're not even aware sometimes of all that they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a busy, busy time, right, for so many, you know?
So, Audrey, one of the things that you mentioned that I really liked, that really caught my attention, was how you were talking about rewriting what was in the Akash. And I love that. I love the fact that we are able to rewrite what is there, because it really means we are making different choices, and we are empowering ourselves to create from a space of, what do you desire now? You know, what do you want to experience now? You know, forget about what was written there. What, you know, in this now moment, what do you want? What do you want to experience? You know, what would you like to have? And I love that, because I think we've gotten past that point of just going aimlessly about our lives, right? We are now more and more conscious all the time. And now we are at the point where it's our responsibility to choose, you know, how do I want my life to go? What do I want to experience? You know, do I want to experience the same as before, or do I want to experience something new? Am I right, or am I totally off base?
No, you're 100% right, because it's about stepping into our mastery, right? To remember we're part of divine, right? Of source, the field, whatever name, God, prime creator you're comfortable with, come into expression. We forgot. So now it's to take back that, to understand as we created these things, there's other things for us to create as well. So it's just to get out of the habits, get out of the false belief system, the boxes so many have put us in, you know, life over life, you know, those energies that entwine and hold us in the matrix and such that held us, to get out of that and to rewrite the Akash. It's huge, because in this huge opportunity that is, you know, with us now to be able to take advantage of for so many, because reading it is beautiful. Many people do that. But in the new days, why do you want to read something that was a map, a recipe, whatever it may be, that is going to give you directions for what was? That's why it's so important to heal things that are in there that need to be healed, energy blockages and such, you know, and then to rewrite it with the new codes, just like any system of a computer or an app that many people are familiar with that, right? To get to the next thing, it must be an acclimation, right? With the higher coding, the new system, to go forth in that, and it is to rewrite it. And that's a beautiful gift. That's why these are miraculous times, you know, wonderful times, the foretold times, because we are having that opportunity on this, you know, forefront to be doing that and to being the ones that are doing that. You know, I have a message on YouTube if people want to go see. There's many automatic writing messages there. And this one is called the Great Decree of the Lore, you know, the Golden Ones, the End of Times and the Triumphant Ones. And it's a beautiful message, because it's saying and sharing that we are the Golden Ones. We are the Triumphant Ones, right? Because we have exited out of forgetfulness and remember, even in the midst of all that, we could remember that which we are, and we go forward. And it says that our predecessors, right, which are us, right, because we're always interchanging, to them, we are the golden ones who went down in the book of life, that we have wrote these experiences in the book of life for others to partake of if they would like, you know, in the future aspects of selves, and not walk through it experientially as we have. We have done that for the depth of breath and knowing of it, and are able to exit out of that triumphantly. So that's beautiful, you know, beautiful, beautiful works that we have all done, whether aware or not. We have all taken our parts in that. That's beautiful, right? And as that is to shed that cloak of that, shed the story of that, emerge as the Butterfly Phoenix Project work that they call my work, you know, as that butterfly out of the cocoon to go and fly into the new, soar in the new energies and create. As you, beautiful one, Alara, have been telling me all the beautiful things that you're creating, you know? And so we are here to help others so they can step into that mastery, step into that strength and knowing as well that you are a creator being. You just forgot. You've created. Now let's go create something else now, you know?
Exactly. And that, you know, and speaking of creation and creating something new, a lot of people get stuck with the, okay, if I do this and that's it, I'm stuck with this, or I don't want to make a mistake, right? Or I don't want to do the wrong thing. But I think what a lot of people forget is that, you know, once we choose one thing, in the next moment, we can choose something else. If we don't like it, we can choose something else. We can create something else, right? And so nothing is set in stone, right? Our whole, you know, as we continue evolving and growing and expanding, we always are receiving new insights, new information, new knowledge, new downloads, new energies, and so on. So we're always changing. And as we continue to change, our choices are going to be different. So nothing is set in stone. We can always choose something else, right?
Exactly. Reality is always in motion and movement. And you see, that's the gift of the now, right? Don't time, but this eternal now moments gift of we are now accessible. We have access to all the beautiful things like you were saying. But before, in the sleep, in the forgetfulness, duality, polarity, it was more perpetuation of that experience over and over again. And now we must get out of it because we cannot be stagnant. That would be a contradiction to life, right? And life is not going to be in contradiction of itself. It must be motion and movement. And no, we have the gift of choice, you see? Humans, yeah. We could choose. Let's do this. Let's do that. Or we don't want to do this. Or we don't want to do that. Or we don't like this. That's a beautiful, beautiful gift. So let's get to a beautiful place of healing so we can get back to remember the gift of that, appreciation and gratitude of the gift of consciousness and awareness and creative abilities, right? Out of stagnation, which held so many down, back to this place of beautiful, like we have all these, like an extended crayon box of colors, right? You know, all this new information, you know, to work with in these new creative things that we're going to bring forth, you know? So yes, beautiful one, let them remember that it's okay to fall. It's okay to not like something. That's why you walk through it, to have the depth, breath, and the knowing of it in an experiential manner, not just from concept. I tell people, like, have you jumped out of a plane? Well, we understand what it is to jump out of a plane, watch a video and all that. But the people that have actually jumped out of the plane, well, then they understand it from a depth, right, a breath of walking through it, right? They add to the knowing of the conceptual way. And that's what we are doing through existence, individually, collectively, and on the scale of source and expression, walking through the things that we dream, that we imagine, that we understand in concept, to experience, to taste it, right, the depth and breadth of it. So, yes, beautiful ones, it's okay to fall or not like something. You just get back up and say, okay, what shall I do now? I have this painting, this paint on this paintbrush. What should I put on the portrait, right, on the canvas? Am I going to put a little light, a little dark, alter it here, shave a little off the sculpture? Sure, you know, any masterpiece is a work in progress, right? So as they say, we are the master and the masterpiece both at the same time. So that's all what we're doing, beautiful ones, right?
Beautiful. Yeah, I love that. So let's talk a little bit about the key codes to activate your DNA. So what do those look like and what exactly are you activating?
Well, with the numbers, now they brought through a number language, right? Like the language of the light, like the language of the Akash, but rather than in sounds, a language of numbers. So the numbers are codings or energy, right? Packets of light, because everything is really light and information. So it comes in the forms of numbers. So when a client is getting a session, they'll write down their own list of numbers, which can be 60, 70, 80, hundreds long. And they then, that spirit, while they're coming through and while I'm doing the work with them, it's going in and opening the DNA strand, right, because that's light, right, energy information, mm-hmm. altering things, healing things, removing things, placing more light in for upgrades, and also the field, because the field is made of the sacred geometrics, right, so it's working in that as well. And after they copy the numbers down, we'll go over, make sure they have it properly. And then later on in the session, as I'm going to do for everyone in a little bit, when they're doing light language and language of the Akash, they roll the numbers very, very quickly. So mm-hmm. it's going in that Akash like coding, right? Light, moving things away that are no longer necessary, healing things, disentangling, and then pouring in light for the upgrades. So it's information. It's all information. Again, I don't know if I said this before. I do apologize if I did, but Spirit tries to explain it to people. Like if you think of a video game, right, the perimeters of a video game are set. For the players, right, who are in the game and the players, even if you find a secret passageway or gain points or whatever, you're still locked within the information right. in that system of how much motion and movement you have. So we are adding new information which extends the perimeters of that game, and I also like to think another way you can look at it is to say close down that game, go to a new game which has wider perimeters to work within, and that is what we're doing when we receive all this codes and information and upgrades. So.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, that's a great explanation. I love that analogy of the video game. Yeah, good.
They gave it to me to share with everyone. So good.
Yeah, good.
We're always searching for words, beautiful one, you know, because words, people love words, you know, but Spirit is always saying to me, you know, get them out of words, get them beyond words, because words always hold preconceptions, pre-ideas, you know, boxes that they were placed into, even contamination to a bit. So it's to take them beyond words, out of their mind, which is a labyrinth, right, down to the heart, mm-hmm. which is the new mind, and beyond words. Spirit says when they go to that place, it's so full that words cannot even do it any justice, right? When we come to that place of feeling and peace and understanding and knowing, like that soul just resonates with yes, yes, yes. And that goes beyond, you know, any language, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so we have a lot of people with their hands raised and a lot of questions. So do you want to, I forgot to mute my phone. Do you want to start taking some questions now, or did you want to do something else before we do that?
I wanted to ask you, what's your opinion? Do you think we should let them bring in some light language, Akash, and fairies and ancient ones for everyone before we begin the questions? Because then it's also will become individualized what they bring through for the question, which for everyone to know it also, whatever question we're answering, the energies that are going to come through, they'll be hearing is going to be for that person who asks the question, but then for everyone else, right, where mm-hmm. it's so suited to settle in for them. So would that be good? I'll bring in some of the language of light and caution. Just to explain to everyone, it's very high-pitched. Those are the fairies, and the fairies come to touch that inner child, right, to do healing and remember, you know, when we were mm-hmm. innocent, beautiful children, you know, everything was so happy and wonderful for us. Or the ancient ones may come, which are deep, or the Native Americans, deep sounds, you know, which they come in and release, you know, ancestral and generational things or things that are very deep-seated that need to be released. So I don't know who will be coming in, but those may be some of them. So if anyone needs a breath, they can just take a breath in the midst of it. And I also want to let them know, you know, this work reaches into the subconscious and the unconscious as well. As we know, we're, you know, beyond the conscious mind, so we could really get in there, you know. So all they need to do is relax right now, and I'll bring it through, okay? We good?
Great. Thank you.
All right, beautiful ones. Here we go. Somanote unase unase Unanasi anasei anei Unasei anasei unasei Unanananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananananan Brrr, fairies. Brrr, some are, they're doing some releasing around your hearts, beautiful ones. So just take a breath if you need. Language of the Akash and the Galactics. akaki. Ani inime in enime koshe sik ek 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 akaki. Ani me in eruma I irika koshe sik ek 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 E kashisa in eme un per tu. Tono ve, uno ve, uno ve, uno vea. Una na se, una se, una sea. Una na se, una se, una se, un. Hena, 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 ne, un. The ancient one sound. Hum e ho yo, ho ye, so hum. Hum hi ha honta ya. Hoshima hunavara ture. Kushime hane hane. Carierum, Shahuna hika cota yumacata, cumicata hunta, husha hanta hika cato, shimica so hunta hi, uva husha hunta ya, humica ya cuto so, hum eva, shim, shim, shem saika hunta hactai, esiasiasi. Una se, una se, una se, una se, una se, una se, Hena, 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 nea. Una namahana, namahana, ne karukura. Ele mechale, chale mechale. Esse si, sheriz. Evoa, 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 sheriz. Essa, essa, essa. Essa, essa, essa. The fairies had come in. Do some releasing around your hearts, front and back. The ancient ones come in and go around your belly buttons and the lower portions of you for deep generational releasings. And then again, the fairies, they came back in all around you, and then they did some light language, language of the Akash and the galactics. You know, my job is to shatter that filter, which is no longer necessary, because the filter was of how we played the game before, the experiences we had. But now it's to shatter that filter and take it off. So that is no longer needed, but to see cleansed and clear with no filter involved. So they were doing some work on everyone with that. And I just want to let them know that what they were receiving today on this call, it isn't when we say goodbye that it's done and over, but the energies will still sit with them for a few days, working with them, releasing and acclimating, just so they know. So thank you, Laura, for allowing me to give such a gift to your beautiful listeners. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Audrey. And, you know, I was, I know for myself, the galactic and then the language of the Akash, I really felt strongly in my head of the upper areas, and then when the ancient ones came in, I felt it in my solar plexus, you know. Mm-hmm. I really felt that really strongly. It was like, wow, you know. I didn't feel the fairies, I have to say. I think my heart's pretty good. I'm happy about that.
Excellent.
But there was definitely some energy shifting and moving, so thank you for that. That was amazing. I love the way that you – I love your voice. I love just the way that you – share that light language and language of the Akash and just everything that you do. It's just so powerful. It's so beautiful.
Oh,
and
thank you so much.
If you're, I can still feel it. You know, I can still feel the energy is working. So I'm just going to.
And we just got started too, right?
No, I'm just going to invite everyone to just take a few deep breaths too, just, you know, so that the energy can go even deeper into wherever it needs to go to heal, cleanse, release, whatever it's doing. So, thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
I know, it's like, once you start talking, it's like sometimes the energy catches up to me too, and I start talking faster than my mouth can, you know? It's like,
there you go. Now everyone knows, you know, because I'm from New York, so I always talked very, very quickly. And now this with the energy work, and I'm like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I thought I talked fast, but no, man, you got me beat.
Beautiful. I know people are like, I'm the rocket ship, right?
Yeah.
Or sometimes people are like, you need to slow down. But, you know, as soon as they tell me that, then afterwards, I'm like, thank you so much. You know, they're trying to give me advice and such. But really, it's like as soon as I hang up with them or whatever, you know, like people who are just listening, not clients or anything like that. And then it comes through spirit. It's like, no, no, no. Do not slow down. You are here for the quickening. These are the quickening times, the quickening of them. You know what I mean? So I'm like, look, the whirlwind is coming in, the rocket train, the tornado, just grab on the tail, jump on, and let's go. You know? going into the new day, you know?
If you need to hear it again, go back and listen again, you know? But, yeah, it's more about the energy than anything else anyways, right?
Exactly. Yes, exactly, exactly. Beyond our minds, beyond our understanding. That is why to show up to this, for this, it's beautiful. You get out of your own way, right? Mm-hmm. Just trust. Mm-hmm. You come. They don't have to read a book. They don't have to do a whole bunch of things. All they do is write some numbers, and then they lie down, close their eyes, and relax. How much better can it get than that? You know what I mean? And allow it all happen for you, you know?
Absolutely. So we're going to take some caller questions. So what do you, and I'm just going to invite everyone, just please ask one question, because like I said, we already have a lot of people with their hands raised and questions on the Q&A, so just one question, please. So what is there any specific format, Audrey, that you need from them? Is there any specific information that you need from them? Or
No.
Just anything?
Yeah,
just
roll wherever it goes, see where they want to take it, see what spirit takes it. Yes, I cannot plan any longer, right? It's just be in the moment.
Yeah.
We see what bursts forth from that, you know.
All right, perfect. Whew. Okay, so we're going to go to Jayshree on Skype. So hopefully you get to stay on this time, Jayshree. I know you've already lost a couple of times, been dropped, so hold on. Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
Audrey.
Hi.
Are you able to hear me today?
Yep.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Perfect. Hi, Audrey. I have a court case coming up in September and court documents due next week. But I'm getting a lot of downloads. And I seem to be working in parallel dimensions. I'm counseling people in parallel dimensions, and not getting to practical earth plane life matters, like getting to the court documents. So if you could help me clear whatever is preventing me from attending to things here on this earth plane, I would so appreciate it.
Yes, beautiful one. Well, you're seeing parallel dimensions, and all of these things are going on because, as I was saying earlier, you know, we're in human embodiment. Yes, we're walking a human experience, but these times, right, in within the no time, give us the opportunity to attend to so much more that needs to be tended. Yes, in the humanness, the documents are important. What you're dealing with is important, but also, right, in the bigger picture of things, it's beautiful that you're seeing and you're aware and have these other awarenesses of so much more that is going on here. And, of course, all of that energetics ripple down to the human experience, right, while you're locked up in the energies of that in the first place, you know. Beautiful one. Numbers. I would love for you, right now there's not enough time in this. I'm going to do a little bit of numbers, but really if you would be able to have a session with me, because you would write down a long list of numbers. I have some other people around the world that have had the numbers, and once they have them, they're their own tool to use, and they actually apply them, because I hear the after stories, right? They say, oh my goodness, Audrey, I've been dealing with a court case for so many years, and my, you know, spirit told them, take the numbers, take the codes that Audrey had given you with them when they went, and they had said to me, they let me know, they're like, oh my goodness, we were in and out in an hour. We usually sit there for hours, and we won the case. So I would know that the use of the numbers would be an empowering thing for you. I cannot do, you know, the 60, 70, 80, you know, 100 list of numbers right now, but I will bring through a little bit of what they want to bring through for you. So if you can move to that, that would be excellent, right? Because no coincidence why you're hearing this now and awareness of being here. So I hope you'll be able perhaps to get one of those things in the package so we can do that for you. So just relax, beautiful one. I'll let them bring in for you and for everyone else, but if it'll sit with them where it needs to, the energy. So I'm going to roll some numbers very quickly, but you do not write these numbers, okay? This is the portion where they're going into the kosh and rolling some numbers, okay? So hopefully you'll come and get your own private list of them. So here we go, beautiful one. Shemahi kukuma kara, kara kura kariam, kari kari karema kara, kara kara kuru kurum, kuru kuru kari karema kari, kara kuru karema kari, kara 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 kum sai ikaminki kam, kakitai ketia tuta, tutuma titeru turu turu. Siddhi tartar tukosh akash saina mahana karaku karaku karaku. They're going to be given a countdown to go in to open it. here we go, Now the number 108, which is 9 times, so close that up. Here we go. Now 108. Okay, beautiful one. And so everyone knows in a session, the numbers are rolled slowly, more slower, and then everyone can write them, and then we go over and make sure two or three times they have them properly, so don't step in any fear about, oh, that's too quick, I won't be able to write them down, because the part that you just heard is later on in the session when you're lying down and relaxing, and they go into the Akash and roll the numbers very quickly as they move energetics around in the field, in the DNA, and in the Akash. So beautiful, and I hope you'll be able to come and perhaps partake and have your own list, different numbers than what you just heard played over again for you that you'll have, and you can apply to your issue and others as well to their issues. So,
thank you so much. I look forward to getting a session with you. It's my priority. So I'm hoping
beautiful.
To work with you for.
Yes.
Thank you.
No
thank you. I felt warm. Yes.
Thank you so
I
much.
Felt warm.
I
was feeling warm heat wash
yes.
over me as you said those numbers. So thank
yes.
you both, Alara and Audrey, for taking that call.
You're so welcome. And you know, no coincidence. I know Alara, I think, was saying that there was trouble for you to get in other times, which you're here, and we're hearing
mm-hmm.
you because no coincidence, because they really wanted to get that to you. And besides, when the numbers are being rolled, they were also working on her, you know, on her field. So although she's saying about the court case, the numbers, of course, there is a connection, right, energetics between her and herself and things that are going on in her system. So they were working on her as well, and there she had felt the heat. So excellent.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jaytree. And I'm thank you. I'm still feeling the energy from that. You know, I'm still experiencing it. So it's like, wow. Not just heat, but something else too. Something else is moving in my
mm-hmm.
in my crown, you know?
And I want to give it to you, Laura, really beautiful. I'm saying to you because people, you know, it's like you still have to function with all that you're receiving, that you're so open. And I have to do a show and feel this. So yay for you. You know,
yeah.
you're so, you know, kudos to you doing such a great job with that. So thank you. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. So we're going to go to the Q&A. So this is from Michelle in New York. And she says, Audrey, I seem to keep drawing in men who don't choose me for whatever reason. Would you run some light language to help all of us clear blocks to attracting our most compatible, available soul partners who choose us now?
Beautiful. I just want to say a note on that because it's like a very high topic for many people. And what Spirit talks about with that is just in generalization. This is not, you know, particularly for the beautiful
mm-hmm.
one who asked the question, but an in generalization apply for everyone, right?
Yeah.
When we are going forward and we want to look for someone, right, don't look in the way to say, oh, I want this person to come to complete me. You know, where's my other person? Where's my twin? All of this. No. Because then there is like an implication to the selfhood, right, that you are not complete, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
the way to bring this forward where it will be successful, right, is that the self is complete. You love that yourself, right? You're full. So you are bringing a thing that's a full, if you want to think of it like something, a bowl or whatever it may be. It is full. It is complete upon itself. So you're going to bring two completes together, which then the new thing they make is a new complete thing made from those two completes, not if something is half or broken or not full. When you bring those two together and you think that you're going to get a whole full thing of it, no, you're only making a new thing that's broken, you know? So it must be the fullness and to come to that. So, and then another who is also complete, you want to come as well. Sometimes the person that you're waiting for, you know, they may have things they're still going through, you know, things they need to clear up, life experiences they're having before it's time, right, that they're in their wholeness and their completion, where you join together and then you have that beautiful experience, right? Because the whole point of this is that we want to have different experience, new, higher vibratory experiences, right, of those paths to go down than the same old was played over and over again. And sometimes also another gift of this moment is that we meet others that we have perpetuated, been over in time, right, zipped up in different costumes, right, but the souls, the beingness expressing over and over together. So sometimes this opportunity is given to, even though it may not be the best fit, is you're being given the opportunity because you're meeting up again, so you can tie up, right, sew up loose edges of things, right, loose ends, right, to say, yeah, are we going to have a different experience in this, or we're going to close the book on this, right, so that's why you don't perpetuate it over and over again, right? And you raise your vibration, your beingness, so then others who are more in accordance with that will come in, and you tied up those loose ends, right, that needed to be. So beautiful one, I'm bringing the energy now for you and everyone, and they're going to work around the heart. So here we go. Somanana kuno seru no turo seruvea, tonna no sia sea, tuno keda mano teru na sea, tonne ne vero se ono sea, kona sea na ye wum, sena, sena senum, zena ne ye vima ye wum, hona na sia na ye wum, Zona na si amu e um ena 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 ne e ma e um I se le perreture cache le verle me anche lì le me tu se le vont se se chérie e voa chérie sa 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 e voa shem 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 ka kukuti ka Ita unnemai. Unneme henene ana, anneme anene karu kuru. Siri kai, unnekai, 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 unnekai. Say, 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 cheries. Essa, essa, essa. Shem, shem, shem. Evoa, vei, vei, vei. Siri per leur touche, id art erecta. Evoa, 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 ivei, ivei, ivei. Asa le machala, heleme, idika si, asi, asi in the fairies and for your heart. Care, nurture for ourselves, be a whole and a complete being, right? And then to look forth for another and use your imagination, beautiful ones, because that is in the image, right? If you go back to, you know, biblical writings or whatever, and you start talking about made in the image, right? It's in the imagination. Spirit had told me a long time ago with automatic writing, it's the image is referring to in the imagination it was made, right? Which is a concept, must be made first, right? An idea or a dream, so to say. And then to bring that forth into beingness, right? But as first is that imagination. So envision the person that you would like to be with and, you know, feel the emotions, the energetic charges that go with it, like laugh, dance in your dreams, you know, in your mind, in your imagination, the conversations you'll have. Sit in not the energy of where are they, when are they coming, more of the same, I don't have, don't sit in that. Sit in the energy of the joy, of the anticipation, and as if you're already experiencing. See that person and all the beautiful things you'll share together. So you're tapping into that energy, you know? So that's more advice around that. So I hope that helps everyone.
Good. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Great question. It's something that people need to hear, you know? So, and I loved your explanation and the added information. And some of the people that are on the call, see, didn't I say that in one of these calls that I do in my group stuff? I did say that.
See, confirmation, confirmation. When truth comes through, truth cannot be altered. Truth is truth. You know, everyone talks about love, concepts, and ideals and unity. But Spirit is saying, people, we must be in the inaction of that, not just concepts and ideals, right? It must be in its beingness, you know. And they say love. Love is it, because love there is no need for lures and this, that, the other thing in love, because love is right action, right? Love is it. So truth is truth. And you were speaking high vibration, high truth as well, beautiful one. So, and it's coming through, you know, for them, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So good. Thank you. All right, we're going to go back to the phone lines. We're going to go to phone number ending in 2549.
Hello. This is Pamela.
Hi, this is Pamela.
Hi, Pamela. You have a question for Audrey?
I do. Hi, Audrey.
Hi.
I am still buzzing in the energy.
Excellent. Yeah.
Still washing through. And by the way, for anybody listening, I've had a couple of sessions with Audrey, and it's amazing. She's just wonderful.
Oh,
so
beautiful one.
Really,
thank you so much
for that. Audrey, I am having a lot of pain that goes down from the back of my neck all the way down that trapezius muscle that's at, like, kind of the top of the back by the shoulder, mm-hmm. on the left side, and then all the way down through the shoulder, down through the elbow, and even down into my thumb on the left side. And it's just really, really hurting today.
Well, you know what, all that part of the body, you know, because you know your personal, experience that you're walking through, right? But the body,
right.
The shoulders, the back, that's responsibilities, right? Things that we're doing, mm-hmm. things that we're carrying, right? You don't want to say burden some, because we don't want to put a negative thing, but sometimes it could be that's heavy, right? We don't want it. We want to take it off, you know, release it, remove
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
so
it's
that's
been going
like
on for quite a time, but and it had started to get better, but now it's just flared up. And
well, it's flaring. It's flaring up, exactly. The energy is coming in because it's motion and moving something that was locked up for so long, you know what I mean? Of taking it on, helping, taking it on, you know, bearing that, being responsible of that, doing that. So it filters through into the physical vessel, you know,
mm-hmm.
And just works through that. And then you have the nerves and things, and that's why you're saying your thumb, right, your arm, your elbow, because back mm-hmm. there are all the nerves, right, and the spine and everything else that extends out that system, right, of nerve endings and such through the whole body. But let's do a little bit of work for you on that. But remember, the energetic surrounding that physical manifestation of it, right, is really where we're working on the energies of that. And we're not only talking about this lifetime, but many aspects of you, right? Because sometimes people think, oh, in a moment, let's have it disappear. But you have to realize there is no time, but there are turning of cycles, spirals, right? There are eons
sure.
and eons and eons and so many aspects of ourselves, right, over and over again. So that's a lot. If you think on a soul level, we'll not only talk about this embodiment, but so much fed back to the soul of information, traumas, post-traumatic stress, all these things of so much that we have been through in forgetfulness, in duality, in polarity, in being part of that, which now it's motion, movement, cracking it open, right? So you begin to feel it, but it's okay to get rid of, right, to flow it away. So here we go, beautiful ones. Here's some work they're going to be doing. Here you go. Sha, 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 hiya, hana, hine, hum, evwa, hum, evwa, hum, evwa, ve, 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 shem, 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 anahana, kara, kuru, kiri, kara, marai, evwa, 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 she, 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 evwa, ve, 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 samana, 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 kakukui, kakumka, kakui, akukum, sai, 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 anavara, tor, kama, kikase, 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 down the arm, foa, evwa, evwa, shem, 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 ikakur, karankari, sevwa, sherekoton, son, shem, 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 evwa, 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 shem, shem, shem. Evwa, evwa, evwa. For you and for everyone, they want to bring in some Shakti energies and Kali, which is very powerful. Because Kali is about, you know, you are going to persevere over anything, right, that stands in one's way triumphantly, right, and clearing out the old, the death of the old. So there's the cleanup, clear up, and the birth of the new. So not only for you, Pamela, but for others as well, we're going to bring in some of those wonderful, powerful energies. Here we go. Shakti amane num, shakti ane num, shakti ase, shakti amane num, aye, shakti amane num, ane, shakti amane num, ane, shakti amane num, mane um kali mahana ne kali kali mahana na karu sele le kali 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 ve 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 shem 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 evwa ve 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 shem shem evwa karakaru kurter kali ke si ki kakuma sala parlak tu uski Et voilà, chérie. Ça y est, kakoun anam. Ça l'a clair, le mercredi. Et c'est si. Et voilà, chérie. Et ça. Now, some fairy for a little gentleness, a little bit more gentle. The fairies are for you, Pamela, and for others to take time. Remember, yes, there's much that we are carrying, much that is going on, right? Responsibilities, burdens, whatever it may, on the shoulders, right? Heaviness on your beingness, so take that time, right? Even if it's a few minutes, even if it's 5-10 minutes, right? Sit down, relax, breathe, enjoy your own self, your beingness, think of something joyful and happy, right? So you can be being strong and fortified as you go forth to continue doing the other things that you're doing. And we're all going through so much now, the physical embodiment, responsibilities to ourselves and to others, and then the understanding of the spiritual realm and all that we were doing in there as well, holding our light and stability and releasing what was old as we move into the new. So here's the fairies. Sirusai konase, konase. Sisaya karasura. Shisha siseru. Sisisha sisi. Sisisa, shiris. Esa. Essa. Okay.
Wow. Thank you so much. That's
You're
amazing.
Welcome.
The energy got so strong in the first part of what you did that I was like, okay, I'm really glad I'm sitting. It was like it was going to knock me down if I wasn't. That was really powerful. Thank you.
Oh, great.
So much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Pamela. That was amazing. Okay, so we're going to go to one more phone call right now, and then, you know, don't worry, we're going to get to more of it. All right, we're going to go to phone number ending in 3475. 1 second. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Caroline.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Audrey and Alera. Thank you
Hello.
So much.
Hello.
Oh, wow. When you bring in the fairies, my whole spine twirls and tickles, and you can't help but just giggle.
Oh, yes, exactly. You know, we haven't even, Alara, talked about the beings of light that I
no.
channel. We're going to bring them in, too. And many people, when they speak to the beings of light, that's what they say to me. You know, if I'm on phone and not on Skype to see them, you know, clients around the world or such, they're like, oh, my God, we're like, Audrey, we can't even put our cheeks down. That our cheeks are like, oh, starting to hurt a bit because they're so smiling and they can't put their cheeks down. So, excellent. Because you imagine, you guys, you were feeling this for a few minutes. Imagine if you're personally immersed in these energies for the hour and a half, or the different options, the 45 minutes or what. So it is. It's beautiful. It's intensive and very powerful. So thank you for recognizing that and feeling that.
Absolutely. Oh, it's my honor. And the other thing, when you did the group healing, my throat was just thumping and my lower jaw was shaking.
Yes, because you know what it is? Energy, reaction to energy would be motion and movement in the body. And that's beautiful because then you have confirmation, right? Because sometimes people may not feel anything. And that's right if you don't feel anything. If everybody's out there and some of them don't feel anything, it's fine. It's happening beyond, you know, in the unconscious, subconscious, the other realm. So it's not necessarily for everyone, don't see the physical, you know, motion and movements and feeling it, but it's still happening for them. The throat is, of course, for you to speak, to get out all your gifts and abilities and, you know, different things. So the throat is very much worked on for a lot of people in the sessions. And sometimes I'll actually cough or retch and things like that from deep releasing. So that's excellent that that was happening for you, you know, to speak your truth, to speak through your gifts and abilities that you have. It's excellent. A lot of people even sometimes will begin to speak light language and such. It depends. Very different for everyone, because I really feel like with the light language, as far as teaching, it doesn't really go for teaching. What happens is that you are helped to become in a resonance by releasing and raising your energy by codes, where then you're in a place to be, you know, ignited with the light language because you're in resonance with it. So that's another thing that happens sometimes. So for you, that may even be some more things, you know, or channeling, whatever it may be, because that voice to come out, whether on a personal level or, you know, to help also collectively as you are. Even everyone is, remember, everyone is helping. Everyone is assisting. Everyone is here upon upon the planet Ticket to Ride, like I say, right, upon beautiful Gaia, because this evolution is not only for humanity and Gaia, but it's for all of existence, right? All of existence is being motioned and moved in this evolutionary journey. So all of you are doing so much, and thank you so much. But did you have any other question, beautiful one?
Thank you, beautiful one. It's not so much a question, and I didn't think I was going to bring this up, but as you were just speaking now, mm-hmm. I could see, I had my eyes closed, and I could see you, and then both my daughters come in, and then, like, dollars came in, and then it almost feels like if I heal the money stuff, that we're all in the same area right now, both my daughters and I, my husband, where, you know, we're calling out to money, because if we don't have money to do something, we can't move forward. And my daughter with her school, my other daughter with courts, me with my mortgage and starting my own business with my gifts and all that.
Your own business with the throat, right, to be speaking, to bring that forth in the truths, right, through the throat. So I'll do a little light language for everyone around the money. We also must the same thing with bringing in the love, right? Sit in the energy of, rather than, yes, in the real world, you know, we worry, you know, we need this, we need that. We have responsibility to the physical vessel and all the means in the physical embodiment entails. But to try to sit in, not even to say try, sit in, okay, we race try. Sit in the energy of, you know, that these things are taken care of, right? You see the girls being happy. They're in school, buying their books, you know. The money comes for the house. You know, don't sit in the worry of I don't have. Where is it going to come from? Where is it? You see the two different energies to sit in? You know what I mean? Use, again, the energy, the imagination, the bringing it to you, because there's many paths of possible probabilities out there, right? Reality is always in motion and movement, you know. So that's the paths that you want to bring to yourself energetically, than sitting in the worry, right? The worry energy, the lack energy. Where is it going to come from? Don't perpetuate that, right? We don't want to perpetuate that. So you want to get out of that. And again, do the work with your, hopefully you'll come as well if you can get a session and such, because to remove those things from the throat, and as you're saying, your work that you could be doing could help so many others, help you, help the money flow and the abundance. You know, in the spiritual realm, yes, we need money, right? But to them, abundance is we have abundance, right? We're in a physical vessel, having experiences, having consciousness and awareness, having to have choices and abilities, things we can walk through, taste, smell, experience, right? Individually as well as part of the collective that we are, that you have children, right? And you have a husband, you have a house. These are many gifts and things of abundance that we have, right? That also take appreciation and gratitude, because the simplest energy, so many are going through so much, but get to the place of gratitude and appreciation of even the simplest things, because you start the ball rolling in that direction, right? You start throwing down the stepping stones of that vibration of appreciation and gratitude of the simplest thing, and that helps open up the field, right, to be sitting in a different kind of energy, right, than the other energy. So for you and for everyone, let's bring in some light language around that. See, right, because it's also beliefs, right? Beliefs and thoughts, many, many deep-seated things, right, from other aspects of self, right, when self doesn't have that much or believes that's how they have to continue that experience, or generational, right, generational ties as well, right, around money sometimes. So we also want to cut that. And again, everyone, this is a little bit given, but, you know, because it's only so much time, we want to so move along, but hopefully you'll come and have it even more directed to you, because those numbers, if you get those numbers, you could apply them to the situation where you are, and you'll read them over and apply them to the situation that you have at hand as well. But here's some light language for you and for everyone. Kunakuru tur tikesh kai I kakai umahite to me hite itai ita itai iti ati ati. Okay, the ancient generational ones want to come and release those generational lineages, things that are also attributing to this. Hum mahanta hum sahi kohunta dum sahi kahinta inta dum saharahon huso humakta hum gahante hum Now the galactic ki ki ka The fairies kursay, not continue that generational thing with the girls as well. You see, seeing the girls, the money, right? So cutting that generational, cutting that lineage thing, you know, energetic. So that's wonderful for you and for others receiving that work.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Caroline. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, that was, I felt that the tribal council, the tribal ancients, when they came in, that was really powerful in my crown. Like, wow.
I want to say one thing on that beautiful one, if I can. You know, the belief systems of what was before, right, was that one must travel and make a journey somewhere to a sacred spot or such, right? Mm-hmm. And that's beautiful if one wants that to be part of their story, right? But Spirit wants everyone to understand, you know, sometimes we have responsibilities to ourselves and others and not financial situation to be able to make those journeys or those treks. Yes, if one can, that's beautiful. But in the new day understanding, it is not so necessary for that. You see, rather than to have to get a ticket and go to a place and, you know, all that in a sacred spot somewhere, these energies, you know, come through, and I'm a vessel with authority to be able to bring it through, that you could save yourself that trip, right, and have the work right where you are, because in the new day, we understand the energies are everywhere and things are changing about the whole planet. I heard someone recently actually that even confirmed it for, let's say, my human mind to say, you know, you used to go to these spots and they don't feel the same if you've gone back. Yes, because things are motion and movement and changing. So you could be right in your own living room or right where you are and receive those beings, those deep ones, those ancient ones, you know, whoever needs to come for a person. I have authority mm-hmm. to come through for them. So just so they know that it's not like they're left out in any way, you know, if they can't make it to a specific spot, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. So we're going to take some more questions in a moment. But first, I wanted to talk about the various special offers that you have for the listeners today. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you on the phone, you can go to awakentohappinessnow.com/Audrey13. It's A-U-D-R-E-Y 13. And Audrey has four special offers for you, package A, B, C, and D. So Audrey, do you want to talk about them a little bit? Or
Yes. Actually, the first one is four MP3s that people around the world have purchased those and felt the energy and have worked with those. And then we have the next one, which is a personal session with me for the hour, and they'll get the MP3s as well if they want to go with that second package. Mm-hmm. And then you have the third package, which was two group sessions will also be included in that. Exactly, live. These are not recorded. You know, this is interaction. You can speak with me. You can ask a question. Because, you know, community, as you understand, Alara, as well, we were speaking about that before, community is very important at these times as well, because Spirit says, what is community? It's being joined in communion, right, in unity, in communion, right, on mm-hmm. common grounds that you're sharing. It's so important at these times to know what we're going through. And, you know, we are then in community when we join. We have this opportunity to be in action, the concepts and ideals that we were just talking about, right, or so many just throw around, you are getting to be that new day now in these moments, right, like when we're here and we're sharing on your show and such, you know, we are being the new day, not at another point, but now, because we are walking it in our beingness, you know, so joining in community also helps that, and they receive individual as well as group work there. Mm-hmm. If they choose that, and then they have the other things that go with it, and then I have the last package. That one is $97 for a 45-minute private. It doesn't include the other things for that one, but that's 45 minutes private session for $97. And also, I believe that has some. It has like a coupon or discount. You know, if they do that, I think they can then go forth with a little bit off for another session that they can have and receive the sacred key codes and all those numbers. You know, their own list of numbers. So there's a lot to choose from there, and they can go over there and and check it out and see what falls into, you know, a bracket that they could do or they would like to do. So I tried to expand it out here. So for everyone, there may be something they could partake of, you know.
Exactly. So so just a quick question. So that the package D, which is the 45-minute private session, that doesn't include the number of key codes, right?
What happens is when you do the number key codes, there's a little bit more extra time that needed because when you're thinking it's rolling over like 50, 60, 70, 100, you know, more than 100 numbers, and then we need to go over the series like two or three times to make sure that they have it properly. So what I'm going to do is be present in that moment and see what comes through, but it might be, let's say, like a shorter compiled version compared to a session with me is it would usually be like an hour and a half where you could fit all of that and have a lot of time to talk, to share, you know, actually even bring in the beings. Like, beautiful one, we are here. Yes, we do not know how much of human time you have. Yes, oh, this time we do not care for it as your concept. Yes, so we must go by it where we're in this realm, speaking with all of you and sharing beautiful ones. Yes, so, you know, the thing is to say there is so much time. Yes, yes, to be necessary of your, yes, your concepts of time, but so to say within those time frames, yes, to get so much in. As you know, our beloved channel, she has so much messages. Yes, the numbers, the codes, the fairies, the light language speaking with us. Yes, we do not do the light language, and such channel has given us the name so all can understand the beings of light we receive. But our name is not translatable to any language. It's to be felt, to feel us. Perhaps so many of your listeners can feel us now, beautiful ones. Perhaps you can feel us. Yes, 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 as you change in your environment. So yes, we come as well. We sit in witness of the work, but then come to be in communication with humanity. Yes, and so the time to speak, you see. So it is so much to fit in within a certain bracket of your time. But channel will do, of course, yes, all that she can, and to help and be of service. So beautiful, we will turn you to channel. We will come back, yes, speak with you again, beautiful one.
Definitely.
Much love. Yes, yes, yes. Hi, they want to make sure they just jump in because they're like, we're waiting.
Yes, I do love their energy, absolutely, yes. Oh, beautiful. Yeah, so thank you for that clarification. Perfect.
So there's a lot, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot. So there's four packages, so lots of different choices. So you can check them all out at awakentohappinessnow.com/Audrey13. Perfect. And so, yes, package D is $97 for 45 minutes, plus you get a $50 coupon on a future session, which may include the key codes or other stuff, who knows, right, whatever is coming
up. Yes,
well,
the future session would definitely include the key codes because there's more time for that for them.
Exactly. Perfect. Thank you. Okay, good. All right, so we can either go back to the phone lines and the Q&A, or we can bring in the light beings, the beings of light.
Well, beautiful one, we are here. Yes, yes, yes. So, beautiful one, whatever you would wish to do, if perhaps you would like to go back to the calls, and we can be here too. You know, we jump in and out with channel. She's a conscious channel. Yes, she here remains here. But she can jump in, yes, as a moment notice. So we will be here. She will be here as we go forth, and perhaps we will come in, yes, and speak with some of the beautiful ones who are listening in. Beautiful one, yes, yes, yes. But we will turn it to channel. Yes, yes.
All right, thank you.
Okay, I'm here now.
All right.
They're going to hang out and see if they...
Exactly. They're going to hang out and see when they want to jump in. So that's perfect. So this is an interesting question on the Q&A from Bridget, and she's asking, is there any suggestion on how to heal the fear from my cells, body, and being? That would be great.
Oh, my goodness. That's exactly what we're talking about, right? Because let's go back. I'm always to the prime point, right? The first point, people. Let's clear all the other distractions and stuff out of the way, right? Because a new day, moving out of archetypes, right? Moving out of the story, moving out of the foundation, which Spirit says we know you have a strong foundation, right? So move out of the foundation. You just don't always sit in the foundation when you're building something, right? They also say put away what you have known, right? You know the value. You have it, right? Now we go forth, right, to go create anew and do something new. Now, part of that understanding is that the reason why we have fear and all these things going on, back to first point, is we are part of Source. In expression, right? We are part of God, prime creator, all that is. We and it are the same thing. Actually, one of the, in that package, there might be the message from the one, yes? So that is from Source, prime creator, right? Speaking about how we are one and the same thing, right? So as that, Source is exploring itself, to know itself as all that it is, right? Conceptual manners, dreams, right, that were dreamed. But then we know all that. We want to drop it down to have experiences, and so we do. We have experience to have the depth, the breadth of knowing, walking through the experiences, not just conceptual, right? We have experiences now to walk through. Please move away from lessons, okay, beautiful ones? Lessons are another trap. I know I'm jumping, but it's very important. Another thing of the old to keep you stuck in the same. My lessons, I didn't do it good enough. If I have to come back and do it again. Oh, mm-hmm. Lessons have a negative connotation because you can fail the lessons, right? It is actually what you are having are experiences. Look at the different energy on that. When you are having experience, it's always a positive. You always walk away with something, whether a little or a lot, but you walk away with something. See the difference in that? So you are having experiences to add to the knowing. That's where they confuse the word, saying knowing. You have learned it. You have come to know it, right? So they say learned, but not learned, which turns into lessons, which could be a connotation of failure, right? So we are having experiences that we are walking through, right? Then it comes to the point to say, well, let's try this. What would happen if we don't remember who we are or what we are? And so, again, here comes the birth of that experiment, something new to do, divine's experiment, right? Because it's all is divine's, all is sources and expression. We enter into forgetfulness. When we are dropping down into forgetfulness, the portions of us, not the angels, master collectors, everybody else, they remember who they are. We lovingly took on that part of that. And so thusly came the fear, that all those other things, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, angry, I'm alone, you know, what is going on here? All these things that perpetuate and birth forth, right, from those nightmares of separation, duality, polarity. So we now, what is happening is to remember, right, what happened, what we were a part of, right? And now it's over. We wake up from that nightmare to go dream more beautiful dreams in lucid dreams, right? So that fear, all those things that were built up from this side effect, so to say, right, or walking through this experience to know what we are not, we fulfill that. Now we're going to come out of that. We're going to know what we are in a fuller, bigger picture from having known what we are not, right? So now we go forth and we know ever so much more that which we are from knowing what we are not, and we're going to go create anew, right? Even so, to have the work, that's what this work is about. That's what these times are about, right? Not to be lost in something else, in distraction or games or whatever else, to this important thing that affects you now and all the other aspects of you. All the other aspects of you. Can you understand? All the past lives that we say are past lives. There's no time. It's not past. It's not dead and buried. It's aspects of happening all at the same time, simultaneously, reaching from here to all of those, even the galactic dimensional use in my work. Cleanse, clear, upgrade. Part of it will be at the cellular level, the energetic level, because we have been entwined by the matrix that held us over and over again, right? Many games, many agendas. That's why they call me now. They extended my name from spiritual, from Audrey Light Language, which people around the world know me by, so I can't change it, to spiritual architect. They've added to it. Soul architect, they want me to say. Energy engineer. So I assist you to become an architect, an energy engineer, give you keys to your kingdom of you so you can be empowered, erase those fears, erase those things, work on the energetic DNA level, right? So we let go of those things. I'm going to bring in some light for all of you guys. Sushanavun konase amne tonanavi konase amase tonanavi Kunose omseya tonavia yeum senatu Kunovera museya tonavia unze unze unane I emayeum Surturara rekarakosh sikit akiakosh se ivara tortium. Evoir, mon chéri. Evoir, veille, chéri. Sourde. C'est ça, le son, ceci. C'est le père à tourer. Et ça, si, chérise. Et ça. esa, esa, Sheris. Esa, esa, esa. Whew. These are songs of creation, recreation, transformation, transfiguration, resurrection, all those kinds of words, right? Back to us to remember and then to go on and create other beautiful things, you know, new beautiful things.
Beautiful. Thank you. Great question. That was a great question. That was something that was so needed for all of us to hear. And so that was from Bridget. Thank you, Bridget. All right, so we're going to go to back to the phone lines. We're going to go to phone number ending in 5712. 5712. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Marlene.
I'm sitting here saying, wow.
I'm going to tell you one other funny thing, you know. My kids, sometimes I search for words, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, how am I going to explain this? How am I going to explain this? Because my work is so huge, right, and words are so lacking sometimes, right? And I say to my kids, you know, I should just start saying, you know, come and get your wow, you know. And I said, and I will try to do that, but then they're going to be like, oh, she's using a selling tactic. But really, I'm not. It's how many times after a session people will go, wow, right?
Yes.
And here you are. You said wow. So it's like, come and get your wow, beautiful ones. And it's not false advertising. It's true. And you have proven that because I didn't even mention it, and you're saying it, but you're having me remember that. And Spirit's like, yes, you know, the wow factor. Come and get your wow, you know. Thank you.
Yeah, it's just, you know, we're all connected, and I hear things, feel things. But as I'm sitting here, I am wondering about, oh, boy, if I remember back to when I was a child, I was always having, like, bloody noses, and it was due to dry air heat, okay, and then that kind of went away, but it's still like a sinus problem. Now it turned into whenever it's going to rain or it's raining. So what it's been doing is kind of like filling up in my eyes and my ears. So like earlier today, I was like, ooh, I feel like I've been drinking. And it's just,
I wouldn't drink,
not,
so I don't know. But mucus.
No,
right,
but
mucus,
I mean, you feel unsteady.
Yeah, mucus or bilious, unsteady. You know, unsteady, you are so sensitive, right, as you know, right? Because what are the words you said to me? I feel things, right, and you know things and feeling about all the connected and stuff. You are so sensitive that, remember, you are a being from many aspects of yourself, right? And now you're finding yourself, right, in a human embodiment, in an environment, right, which could be one that you're not always that familiar with, right? So since you are so sensitive, the physical body, right, which is a separate, you know, it is you, but it's also a separate experience, right? This vessel you're zipped up in, and your sensitivity having a reaction in so many ways, right? Which came forth in the bloody nose, or came forth in the stuffiness, or now the dizziness, because, you know, you feeling so much. There are some people sometimes where they kind of like, oh my goodness, I feel like I'm crooked. You're not that you're crooked. You just, the energy is affecting you. So it's acclimating to all of this. You know, your physical vessel has side effects. Is that what it'd be? Not side effects is not really a proper word, but things are going on with it, right? Of a reaction to the environment that is in, you know, and you feeling like with that dizziness, you know, is the, energies that you're feeling. So let me do some work for you. And you would just say, like, all over the upper top body of you, because everything that you were mentioning right now was all that upper top body parts of you.
Right.
Okay, beautiful. So here we go. Sumihana karu, kurut, karut, 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 hum tahita, karut, kitahta, sam, sham, sham, havaki kakumakta, itahitama. Itama hitama, anuna hinakana, korukuranti, zei, 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 shem inanana hinakana, kanakana kanukanu kanikana, kerita itata itata, tamta tutamakta, salapah ratortumke, selelahli kanumelse, esse si, sheri, sai, sai, Evoa, shem, shem, shem. Evoa, vavika, kansai, tinturum, son. Et assi, 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 essa, essa, essa. See how with the rain you were saying, you know, you sense that and feel that. So you're very sensitive, your vessel, you know, and your beingness. And I hope that you'll be able to come and get some more work, you know, and numbers and such.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll help you with all that.
Wow.
Beautiful.
The word is wow.
Thank you so much. You see, you're assisting spirit as well, because I'm forgetting to say that. And when you say that, they're also motion and moving you. So I remember to explain to the people, you know, it's not a selling tactic. And beautiful ones, this is not my career, you know, as far as like a business that I do this to make my living. I have my regular life, you know. I was about 48, was turned on. I was levitated, you know. And all this came back to remember being Elohim, being creator, beingness, you know, first wave of creation, a coder of existence and fields and individually. So I had to turn on to put those codes in the field at those times and then do the work individually with people, you know. So it's huge, but I do it a couple of days a week to, you know, because I still have my regular world, you know, my regular life, but to be that coder, to help people, to be part of this and assistance, you know, and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's true. See, it's from the your beautiful lips, right? Wow, it's wow. Not from mine, but spirit is making remember. Yes, 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 when we talk about that wow factor. So thank you. No coincidence, oh, bringing it back around there for us with those words you chose. So thank you so much.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you, Marlene.
Taking my call today.
No coincidence, yes, thank you.
All right, we're going to go to the Q&A for a second here. Let's see, where are we? So I have a question from Betty. She's absolutely loving the call. The light language is so divine, and she said, it lights up my soul. I love it. What a blessing. And she's asking a question about what message spirit has for me to help assist me on my path that is for my highest good. And she's saying, is that too general? But we'll go with it.
It's not too general, and that's wonderful, because, again, this is a question that is for everyone, you know, and mm-hmm. it goes back to that point. I think we were talking about that even before we went on the show, about sometimes, you know, human beings, right, we come and we have many questions about, you know, what is entailing of our human experience, right? Or we will say to spirit, what is my mission, or what am I supposed to be doing, or what is the message for me, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah. And we were talking about that before, so no coincidence, right, why this call came through and everything. It is very important for so many to understand, right, let's go to the bigger picture of things, right? The bigger picture is what I've been speaking about. We are embodiment, the message, the thing to be heard from the higher self, from all of the realms, right? From your soul is you are source and expression, right? You have entered into this. We are then going to enter out of this experience, right? Forgetfulness, sleep, duality, polarity, all that was birthed from it, because it has produced a stagnation in existence, because we have done the same over and over and over. It's the same note being played in existence, because we got trapped in duality, polarity, those things that were birthed forth as nightmares, right? Those things that wish to feed off of us, right? Because they're in so forgetfulness, they have no other way to survive. So we got trapped in this thing, and we sustain, and they live off of us and such. But we don't want to be part of that anymore, because it's been stagnant, the same over and over and over again. The soul, the same, the same, the same on the soul level. Traumas, fears, worries, burdens. We walk through it in the experiment to know that which we are, because we would not know that which we are not. But now we see what has birthed forth from forgetfulness, and we understand what that which we are not, and we're going to come out of it and move out of stagnation. All of you are part of that story, part of that experience, part of the creators of these experiences to walk through, to have these different knowings and understanding of yourself, and also collectively and source and expression to know and express itself as all that it is, all that is not, and now a remembrance of all that it is. What bigger message is there to try to get for you all to understand your part in that and what you're doing? That's why they say the keys to the kingdom, you as an architect, you as an energy engineer, to empower you. I swing open the gate to say, go sheep, right? Go those that want to follow whatever, and understand that you are a master yourself, a divine spark of divinity, an expression, to begin to remember that. So that's the biggest message for everyone to understand, and the thankfulness that spirit has for them, source and expression, because you are it. It is you. It is you. You are it. You are so loved. You are so magnificent. You are such a miracle, because you are doing this and you have gone through so much, right? And now it is the time to leave that behind, the end of times, of that time, of that story, of that expression. So what bigger, more empowering, right, is come out of the fence. Stand in your mastery. Get out of the boxes. Get out of the hold of the others that have held on you. Get out of the story that has held held of you, right? To know that you are a master. You are the work of art, right? And the master that created the work of art, all one and the same. Become more aware, witness yourself, observe yourself in action. Do not only collect concepts and ideas, right? It must be that you not only speak a talk, but you must walk the walk of that talk. Take those concepts and ideals and drop them into action. That is where you be it and your beingness. Get out of your minds, right? And understand that which you are. Be conscious and aware of your actions, reactions, the emotions that can tangle you up. So these are huge messages of a pinpointed beyond the human that may be looking for a message, because this is what the soul, the higher self, all of this that you're a part of, it's not about sitting in a circle and saying, I'm going to tap into my higher self, or what is my higher self saying? This is about bringing your higher self, right, pouring the light back into you, that which you are, and being your higher self and walking in your life and walk in expressions in life, right, in other lives, you know, in remembrance that that's what you are. It just was a separation or turned down to have these experiences, which we have done. We cannot have stagnation. Life is about motion and movement. Spirit says stagnation would be as a death. Death, we know, is renewal now, right, as we understand death now. But stagnation is as a death, and life cannot be in contradiction of itself. Life is life, not death, right? Life is motion and movement, and that is what we are doing. So this is huge, huge, huge understanding to grasp, to understand that we are part of and in the process of, right, disentangling and upgrading and going to go create anew. So that's the huge message. I hope that that helps everyone, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So, Betty, hopefully that resonates with you. I'm sure it does. So thank you for that. All right. So, okay. So how are you doing, Audrey?
I'm excellent. I'm here. I'm here as long as you would like me to be. I'm here. Service. Yes, beautiful one. Oh, yes. Very good. Very good. You know, beautiful one. This is so much information. Yes, beautiful one. You know, that you give, channel gives truths to be said. You know, many play in many different ways. They have played over and over again. They are also locked in their belief systems or how they have played the game, so to say. It is not a game. Channel does not care when we say game. Yes, it's experiment. Yes, an experience to be had. But now is to leave those experiences behind. Yes. So the individual they may ask, that may see, that may seek to get a bigger view of understanding that which they are, yes, that is so much more, yes, juggle on one hand, yes, we will say the doc, yes, if we can, beautiful ones, say about the doc, yes, beautiful ones, think of it in this way, yes, envision a doc that is in the water, not with the pylons on the surface firm in the ground, but a doc that moves up and down in the motion of the water, envision this, yes, but this is not water, so to say, that is making the doc move up and down, is a tsunami of energies, yes, that are tossing and turning you, and you are attempting to stand on this dock to balance 2 feet, yes, because 1 foot is in your physical world, the responsibility to self and to others, and then the other foot, yes, in the spiritual world of your understanding, the motion and movement of your soul to this. Not only are you attempting to juggle on this dock that is moving up and down, you are also juggling. Not only are you juggling balls from one hand to the other, but you are juggling individually one hand, five balls, one hand, five balls. So you are juggling and you are balancing and attempting to stand on this dock that is moving up and down with a tsunami of energies and change and all that is happening. But beautiful ones, we say to you, you are human, you have emotions. Sometimes you were thrown off the dock, thrown into the water. That is okay, but now use your awareness, use your consciousness, the new information that you're being given to understand as the Geiger counter, beep, 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 I'm in the water. I'm being tossed and turned by the emotions. Let me swim back to the dock and stand in the balancing act, yes, and the juggling. Because if not, then, beautiful ones, you were tossed and turned down the rapids and the waterfalls over and over upon rapid and waterfall, where thusly those are the energetic charges that entangle you. You see? So we say to you, beautiful ones, be on the dock, do the juggling, have the awareness, yes? Understand that this is the new day's creation. So it will not be of what was before, beautiful ones. Yes, take that with you. Understand it is beautiful. Yes, what you have created, the knowledge that you have attained, the experience that has been walked through to add to the knowing of the selfhood of all that it is not. But now it is the time, yes, to breath in the new fresh breath of air, turning of the page, beautiful ones. So we hope that you will take this high information and these truths that are being given to you, yes, beautiful ones, and go forth with that as empowerment for all of you, beautiful ones. We're sorry, beautiful one. Yes, 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 yes. We're sorry. We turn it back to you, beautiful one. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you. Absolutely. I love that message. Thank you so much.
Thank you, beautiful one. Thank you so, yes, 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 for welcoming Channel and us. Yes, in this beautiful creation that you have created. You see, beautiful one, this is it, beautiful ones out there. To think of something, imagine something, and to create it, bring it forth. The image, made in the image, yes, to then bring it forth, as you, beautiful one, are doing so successfully and so beautifully. We're being happy. And you see, you happily walk through the joyous creations that you have created. And as you had said, create one thing. If you do not like this, create another thing. Create another thing. That is a gift, is a beautiful gift that you are all been given, beautiful ones. Not so many have the freedom to walk through so many choices, yes, creative expressions as all that of you have. So please try, if even if it's but a moment, to find something that is joyful, yes, for all of you, even if it's to appreciation, that you could stand, that you could take a drink, that you could see, or that you could smell, or you could taste, touch, whatever it may be. Find something to be joyful of, beautiful ones, and appreciation, gratitude of. So we thank you, beautiful one, for allowing our channel and ourselves to be here to share with all your beautiful listeners. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you. Oh, beautiful. I love it. All right, so we're going to go back to the phone line. Oh, wow. Wow. Lots of comments and questions. Okay, so let's go to the phone lines. Phone number ending in 1472. 1472. I'm going to unmute you.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi. How are you doing, Alara? Hello, Audrey.
Yeah. Hello.
Great. Right. You have a question, Nikki?
I do.
Okay.
This is the second time within recent times that I've dreamt of a snake. And this morning, I don't know how I got awake. I think my boyfriend must have rolled or moved, and it startled me. And I said, oh, I was dreaming. I dreamt of a snake. And the snake was on my left foot, and then it came up my left leg. And I mean, I'm petrified of reptiles, lizards, and let alone snakes, but I wasn't afraid. And so if it's something that's recurring, what am I missing? What am I not getting? What am I supposed to know?
Oh, beautiful one. I'm just going to sit here and I see how you originally said, I'm terrified of snakes, right? So now, in dream work, a lot is being done in dream time, right, as well, you know? So you've gotten from this to see something that you might fear, right? You feared it before. But now, in the new day's understanding and awareness and being empowered, that fear is no more. You persevered over that fear, right? So here is the snake, and you are not afraid of it. Right? And you know, even snakes and reptiles, all things are beautiful expressions of source. It's source and expression. Every single thing is source and expression, right? Exploring itself. Okay. What am I? Source says, what am I, right? I am. But what am I in expression? And all things are in an expression, and we are part of that in that dance of life, you know? So that's beautiful. That is an important thing, because you're saying, what am I missing? You're not missing anything. You're being given so much, right, to persevere over fears. Right? That if things are not as scary, sometimes we think, oh, it's so scary, it's so scary, it's so frightening, right? But then that little bit change of energy, change of perspective, change of something, and then, wait a minute, that's not so scary at all, right? It's all in the perception, you know? So that wider perception, that wider perspective, seeing things differently, persevering over fear, you know what I mean? So do you see how you're looking at, like, what am I missing? What do I need? What do I need to be getting? So do you see the perpetuation of that same energy, right, that would be, like, less and fear?
Absolutely.
Yes, so we're going to take it to the other place, which changing that sight, changing that perception, right, that belief system, into the other. See how I explained it this way? It's so much more empowering than the way that you originally explained it to me.
Completely.
So there was so much
completely
to see within that, beautiful. And I'll just speak some light for you. Et voilà, et voilà, et voilà. And they're over your head and others in the four here on the forehead, because it's, again, that, as we were discussing, that shattering of the filter, right, or belief systems that were before, or habits, as we just go in the same habits, right, or what we're used to. So this is breaking from that, right, knowledge and understanding and knowing and being empowered, right, and seeing that whole thing without that old filter, but in the new way, beautiful one, you see?
Yes. Ooh, that's lovely.
That's
wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Audrey. Thanks, Alara.
Yeah, thank you, Nikki.
I'm empowered.
Good.
Yes, exactly, good. Beautiful one. Yes, the new day,
yes,
empowerment.
Yes.
Yes, keys to the kingdom, beautiful one, right? Come and get the keys.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Beautiful.
Thank you. All right. So we're going to go to the Q&A and take a question from Barbara. And she says, hi, Audrey. I'm new to light language activations. May I please have an activation to benefit my new independent path and being able to make choices that will be highly beneficial? Thank you.
Okie dokie. She's new to light language. Yes, there's a lot of people that do light language, and they're doing it in many different ways, you know. My light language, as we have seen, a little bit different, you know, as a coder in creation, right? Setting those codes in the field, right, for all of existence to be affected. Something is there, so it starts motion and movement, right, so everyone else can partake of that, right? Then the individual work, and then the codings and such, right, with the numbers and the sacred, you know, messages and the energy that comes through in the messages. So it's huge. Right, this work, but so it's besides the light language, again, the language of the Akash, so people understand it's the language of the Akash, which is separate from light language, which is the ability to go in there and rewrite it. But I'm going to give out for everyone, because we are all on this path to the new, right, not just her, all of us going through this, right? So please, everyone, try to remember as a key and a core those truths that I have given you of what is going on here beyond stories and beautiful things that we get wrapped in and we love and we hold so dear, to see the bottom line, right? The bottom line of what's happening and what is going on, not to get lost in distractions and other things, but the importance of that, of what we are doing, right? Taking part in this creation, you know, of the new to come forth for all of us. So it's not only for her, for everyone, what they're going to bring through now. Kum ta'ita. I think they're going to bring some numbers in as well. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens. Kum ta'ita ta'ta. No writing. Just allow it to flow. Kunata ta'ita ta'makatai. Tutun tun tun. Tun it ta'i. Inevetram turta. Galactic. Tum ta'ita ra. Interdimensional ta'ita ta'ka. Aka kum umka umka umshe e a irem neme mna naka mneki eki it evi ut ama ut et mais ça me 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 ça me
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Barbara, for that question and for asking to bring in more of these this beautiful energies, the light language, the language of the Akash, the numbers. Oh, goodness. Wow. Okay. We're doing really good. We're doing really well. It's like, wow. I can I just say I'm a little bit fried now at this point?
You're like, I want to just acclimate right now.
Right? It's like, I need a nap or something. No, but that's powerful energy. That's powerful work. And even for you, you know, bringing in all these, the codes, the different languages, the light language, the Akash, the fairies, the galactics, and even mentioned the multidimensional or interdimensional.
Yes, like, because it's multidimensional, right? The dimensional, the galactic. It's huge because we are huge beings, you know.
Yeah.
And I want everyone to realize, and you're so beautiful allowing me to do this, you know, this is not we're talking about what they're going to receive in a future point. This is we are giving it to them right now, right? We are birthing this forth and we're showering this over them right now. And I would hope that they will continue to then take it to that place of the personalization, right? To continue also what we have done here, right? So get in and open up those books of lives and many aspects of themselves, cleansing, clearing, upgrades, acclimation for them. So I hope they will take advantage to take it also that further step, because it's not as if we're just speaking about this and then they have to get it and later on. It's like they're beginning it right now. So take it further and immerse yourself, you know, even further into it and personal on a personal level. So I hope they'll take advantage of that.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why, you know, you've offered, you know, the four different packages so that there's four different ways that they can go deeper with this work, you know?
Exactly.
You know.
Yes,
so,
and they're being immersed now, which is wonderful. Yeah. They don't have to wait to a future now moment. Their eternal now moment, no coincidence. They're here, they're receiving, and that's excellent. And thank you so much for allowing me to bring that through for them, you know, and spirit is like here, drink from, they call this the wellspring as a divine channel, right, that comes through. So what do you do, spirit says, when you drink from the wellspring? You become enlivened, you become fortified, right? You become strengthened. So you come and you drink from the wellspring as you're going upon your journey and all this that is happening, you know, because as you understand, Laura, too, there's many energies that are, we have the 8-8, we have the eclipse, we have so much that is going on, you know, and spirit talks about, this is a time frame, like 2017 was year one, when you add up the seven, the seven, one, and the two, it's year one, you break it down, 2018 is year two, 2019, year three, and they go to me to say to year 2029, which is in 13, so this year one, 2017 to 2029, a 13-year span of energies, take advantage of these energies, right, do this work, do the releasing, do the upgrades, right, of what's available now as that phoenix out of the ashes, as that butterfly to soar through the energies, acclimate yourself as the wings on the butterfly, get used to it, you know? So these important times, beautiful ones. So invest yourself in a bit more of what's being opportunity for you, of awareness that's being given to you for empowerment than the same stories that you have done over and over again, right? Because the spirit says, what is it, a message in your individual experience you're having? Yes, that's wonderful for you, but look at the value that this you is affecting all the other use, right, and your future potentialities of where you will find yourself to be, right, as if you're in mastery school and stuff, because you're acclimated in that. This is a time of the great divide. So which portion of that great divide are you going to be on, the evolutionary one or the one that is for, you know, dissolved to be no more? You want to be on the evolutionary path, the new path, to be energetically in alignment with that, you know? So this is huge what they're doing, even more so than just any, a beautiful message for the individual self, but a huger message, you know, for their many selves on a soul level, you know, why they're here and taking part in all of this, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, I think for the rest of this month, August, going into September, it's a really expansive time where there's going to be a lot of clearing going on, a lot of healing, a lot of releasing. And at the same time, taking action, moving forward in whatever way that you choose, you know, getting out of that fear-based model and more into the love-based, but love meaning loving yourself enough to make those choices that are good for you, that are right for you, you know, getting out of the stuck patterns, right? And really taking those steps that you've been thinking about, dreaming about, you know, really like they're there, but you just haven't done it. Well, now is the time, right?
Exactly. And realize that when you have your other future, right, because it's all one time, but the other aspects of you, if you can imagine, it's like they're getting raised up. So their experiences are no longer going to be in alignment in what was if you were stuck in the same, right? Those experiences are different experiences of the potentiality. Yes, beautiful one, because there's many paths of possible probabilities. Reality is always in motion and movement. So to have yourself of those potentials, right? Now, Audrey's back, I'm back. And Spirit says, you know, this work helps you, again, as I had said, rather than feel as you've been thrown in a cold pool of water and the shock of that. That's why a lot of people don't feel well, right? So much is going on with the energies and such. But to have the work done, so it helps you as if you have waded into that water more comfortably, acclimating, right, without the pain and all that stuff that goes on with it. So that's why, yes, be loving and gentle and caring to yourself, right, and invest time and effort, right, with yourself to be towards that change, right? So it empowers you to do many different things that you'd like to do out of that note, the same note played over and over, dun, 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 dun. Spirit had told me when I first come in, get the needle out of the groove. And some people listen, like, oh, that's an old way to say, okay, I said, we understand what it means, you know? It's change, change. Even if you want to think like a groove of a pathway that you have walked over and over and over again, it gets so deep, like you are now in a huge, you know, path that's like, you know, the Grand Canyon that you're in, you know? It's so huge, hard to get out of. So this helps you to get out of that, you know? So the other use have beautiful, beautiful experiences as well as this you.
Absolutely. Thank you. So I was just wondering if the your beautiful beings of light had any extra message for us. I just love their energy.
Yes, beautiful one. Feel us, beautiful humanity. Dance with us, beautiful ones. What can we say, beautiful? You know, our channel, she is a divine channel. Yes, the flames of divinity. Yes, to set you aflame as well in those flames of transformation, transfiguration, beautiful ones. Yes. So what's more is there to say than we understand that we have said and our beautiful channel has said and you have shared as well, to take them out of illusions, take them out of distractions, take them out of what they're familiar with, they have been through and heard over and over, life upon life, yes, no more of that, to break free out of that, yes, turn the keys to your kingdom, turn the keys of the information which gives you more information to freedom and knowledge and understanding of what is the base point of what is happening here. Throw away those training wheels, beautiful ones. Listen to the messages. Listen to it again if you need to and again, because you know it is this, as they say, many can see and hear, but yet it is the many who see and hear. You see, channel can say the same thing how many times, and yet the next time someone may listen to it, and then they will get it. Then it will snap to the truth, you see? So cleanse and clear, shatter the filter, allow channel to do it for you, beautiful one, so you can understand the magnificence of that which you are. Take back your memory. Take back your power. Take back that which you are as your divine birthright, beautiful ones. Take back your sovereignty. It is all yours, beautiful ones. You are the golden ones at the end of times, the end of the old story, to create a new beautiful ones. That is the point. That is when you say, what is the messages? What does the higher self say? What does the soul say? This is what the soul, divine, yes? Divine's beautiful experiences, divine timing, all of this in divine's time. This is divine's time of the beautiful turning of the cycle. What is being given here is the energies that are coming forth, yes? And all that is happening now for you to understand the bigger picture that you are part of and that which you are. So what more of a message than that hugely empowering, hugely priceless, yes, message and work and help that is being given to all of you beautiful. And so we hope that you do hear and you can see, yes, and have realization of this empowerment that has been bestowed upon you, that is being given to you, and that perhaps that you will come as well and drink more, yes, deeply from the wellspring, beautiful ones. We wish you much love, beautiful ones, so much love. Yes, many blessings.
Thank you.
I'm back.
thank you. That was
I think perfect. They were kind of just like trying to underline like everything that we have been saying to that point, you know?
Exactly. No, that was great. Thank you. And so, you know, I encourage everyone to take a look at the special offers. There's four of them, and choose whichever one resonates with you so that you can work more deeply with Audrey and her team to help you move forward from wherever you are now, to get out of that rut, to get out of that stuckness, you know, that path that you're in, that groove that you're in, and move forward into, you know, more clarity even, you know, and a clearer path for you. So, yeah, this was amazing. I'm so glad that we did this today, Audrey, and it was just absolutely perfect. Those energies were just so powerful, all of them, you know, it's like, wow, so much. Yes. And so for all of you listening now, you know, go back and listen to it again if you need to, you know, but, you know, not with your head. It's just be open to the energy,
yes.
Be open to the vibration, right? Not
yes, beautiful, not in your head. The head is a
yeah.
labyrinth and rabbit hole upon rabbit hole, so we don't want to go down those. No rabbit holes, no labyrinths. We've done those enough, you know, banging
exactly.
into the walls and such, never-ending, you know, pits of darkness. No, no, no. Been there, done that, you know, so your
yeah.
heart's with the heart-mind. Is the new mind. And thank you, beautiful one, for allowing me to come. And I love it so whenever you welcome us in. Yes, it is not our language, yes, but we are tossing and turning channel's tongue, yes, and we attempt to use it as best as we can. Yes, so to
exactly.
say welcome us again, we would so love and thank you so much for the opportunity to share with all your beautiful listeners now who are here with us, no coincidence, and listening in by no coincidence as well to receive.
Absolutely. And thank you, Audrey. Thank you, your team. And thank you, everyone who called in and submitted questions. I know we didn't get to all of you, but thank you so much for being here, sharing this space with us, opening your hearts and your energy fields to different, something different for you. That's a way of creating your new reality. And all of your questions were so very important, so relevant, and they helped all of us. Because as you saw, you know, Audrey was able to bring in information and energy and wisdom to assist us so that we can get out of that pattern and, you know, and create a new life for ourselves. So thank you, everyone. I'm so grateful. This is so much fun. I just absolutely loved it. Yay.
Exactly. That's what we're in creation for, beautiful ones, sources as well, to explore, right, and have that yay, you know, to
yay.
Explore
yeah.
beautiful ones, right, out of
the
what
yay
was.
Yay and the wow, right, the yay and the wow.
Exactly. Yes, yes,
beautiful.
Yes.
All right, everyone, so thank you. Have a great day, evening, wherever you happen to be, and continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. And until next time, sending you all much love and blessings. Bye for now.